But before we got into things, Kabbalah Satorah B'Simcha V'Panimius, and what that means. The idea of Kabbalah Satorah for us, you know, it's funny because it's sort of in the rear view window, but then when you look in the you look over the definitely in the Sfarim from Lubavitcher Rebbe, like sometimes he would give sichos, he would give talks about things that were like Yontif already passed, and we still would be talking about Yontif, or like would be speaking about the Seder on the seventh day of Pesach. So you know, I speak about Shavuos a couple of days still after Shavuos. So it's still like, you know, if you, except for some Ashkenazic shuls, we're not saying Tachanun still because of Shavuos. And when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, you still could bring a Karban. So we're still rooted in the concept of Shavuos a little bit. And still these are concepts for change in a person's personality and useful and powerful concepts in our lives. So it's worthwhile to reflect on this anyway. So to have a Kabbalah Satorah B'Simcha V'Panimius, you think about it, reflect on it a little bit, that we're trying to accept the Torah for ourselves, right? We know that in Judaism, we don't just like have the holiday to commemorate something that happened long ago, but it's something that we constantly are trying to re-experience. We're constantly trying to re-experience these concepts, whatever these holidays bring to us, these yantas bring to us, they don't just bring to us as historical celebrations, as points in time that we experienced once and that's it, but we sort of flash backwards and flash forward much more closer to a spiral that we're receiving the Torah, we're accepting something that happened a long time ago, and we're accepting the Torah now. And there's a reflection. There's a reflection from Rav Shagar, where he says that, you know, you sit at the table of by the Seder table, you know, as children. Really, you sit at the Seder table as children, as participants. But it becomes Zman Matan Torah Seinu when we're trying to really accept the Torah into the four dimensions of our lives, the three dimensions of our lives. We're trying to concretize that, concretize, you know, all of this and make sense of all of this. And sometimes we put a lot of emphasis on the concept of, you know, of the Torah, that Torah part, right? With the custom that's become widespread where we say Tikkun Leil Shavuos, the idea of the Tikkun Leil Shavuos was is that they stayed up all night learning like really a potpourri, a smorgasbord of different Torah appetizers, of little bits of the Torah from everywhere, from Tanakh, from the Mishnah, and then the Sefer Yetzirah and the Zohar. And people conceive of it as it became, I'm trying to stay up all night. You know, the idea is supposed to stay up all night, learn, not stay up all night, not like a, you know, like just pulling all night or the shame pulling all nighter. But the idea is to pull an all nighter to really accept the Torah, to receive the Torah. But at the same time, there's another angle of it that, you know, to be the Kabbalah, the simple of a panimus, that sort of flips the lens, so to speak, away from the Torah and really onto us. It's not just trying to take in all of the Torah, because it's huge. I mean, we begin Torah reading with the Agdamos, and the Agdamos says, you know, if we would try to write everything down, all of the Torah down, even the skies were parchment and the land and the world was ink, we still wouldn't have enough to write down everything. To try to record everything, we would not be able to. But at the same time, so to turn it back on us and to say the simcha of Panimius means that we want to try to accept it, to create the kelim for ourselves with joy and depth. That should be no cave, that should, it should penetrate. It should penetrate, and we should accept it. But then, as I was thinking Erev Shavuos, I had a really great line. And like I do when I have a great line, sometimes I WhatsApp it to a bunch of my therapist rabbi friends. They shared the thought with me. And we go back and forth with it a little bit. So the thought that I had was, and this is where we're coming to mindfulness, is I'm trying to be mekabel myself, the simcha panimius. I'm trying to accept myself with depth and joy. Because the Torah is already there. It's already given. We have it. And really, for a lot of us, the blockage is not in terms of of the Torah, per se. Most of the time, it's really accepting ourselves. Because our blockages, in a lot of ways, our obstructions are in receiving ourselves. Because if we can't receive the Torah, or we can't receive ourselves, then we can't accept the Torah. If we can't accept us, then Torah Menayin, then where am I going to get Torah from? How can I accept the Torah if there's nothing to put it in? Now, it's not just a question of memorization of facts or the performance of actions, but in terms of the simcha panimius, trying to take the Torah and integrate it with ourselves, the joy. We have nothing to accept it with simcha and joy. If we aren't there for ourselves, right, we can't accept ourselves with simcha panimius. We can't accept the Torah with simcha panimius. And it was a thought that I was trying to hold on to all of Yontif, because I, you know, it wasn't just a cute line. It's something to in our inner work to try to work on, accepting ourselves with simcha panimius. Accepting the parts of ourselves that are difficult. Because once we've accepted them, so then we can let the Torah in there. If we can't acknowledge those portions of our personality, we can't acknowledge the wholeness of ourselves, so then we're decompartmentalizing it. And how are we supposed to let anything in with depth and inwardness if we ourselves don't allow ourselves to be touched in depth, inwardness, and joy? Like, if we don't let ourselves in to ourselves, how is the Torah supposed to penetrate into us with depth and joy? Therein comes mindfulness, occupying the moment, right? Occupying the now, occupying right here, accepting what is the avodah of trying to conquer, accept better. And through that, that's really to accept the moment, to accept here and now, to let go of, to notice the if only it was different. There's a story from, I believe, I don't remember who it was, but someone said, if I only had, you know, the head of the Shnei Gesariyei, the heart of Yisrael Salanter, then, you know, then I would be something else. And whoever the rabbi in the story was said to the students, no, there's Baruch Hu wants you, God wants you with your mind and with your heart and with your life situation. And that's not one of the hardest things to accept, is to accept ourselves, to accept our moment, to accept the situation. To say, if only X, Y, and Z, then that would be a better. If only X, Y, and Z, then. If only I was smarter, if only I had a different family, if only I had a different circumstance. You're fleeing from the moment. You're fleeing from the situation. Of course, we want to, you know, we try to do the best we can with where it is, and always try to make things better in our immediate world. But it starts with accepting the situation. It starts with accepting where we are and who we are and how we are. And if we can't, then we're missing out. So I saw two really great exercises and thoughts in what's it called, in Everywhere You Are, There You Are, in the what's it called, Wherever You Are, Wherever You Go, There You Are. Dr. Kabat-Zinn's Guide to Mindfulness in Our Lives. And there were two or three of them that were just so like great that are all matzim for this idea, the simcha of pnimius. So I'm not sure which one to do. Maybe what we'll do. Let's do the first one for now. And it's funny because this is a mindfulness meditation about mindfulness, but it's also much, much bigger than that. So in terms of that, taking it in and taking that point in, taking this acceptance in. So let's get ready to be a little mindful. Start to feel where your feet are, right? Start to feel where your legs are. Start to feel what you're sitting on. Oh, feel your body trunk, or your hands, your shoulders. Can you feel them? Can you feel the breath in your nose? The breath in your nose. Breath coming out of your mouth. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. Let your mind be wherever it goes. So breathe in again. Through your mouth and feel where you are. Feel your feet. Notice your breathing. Gently direct your mind towards your breathing. Dr. Kabat-Zinn says, being aware of all the times in meditation when a thought comes up, am I doing this right? Is this what I should be feeling? Is this what's supposed to happen? I hear that's supposed to. As a poet saying, you know what? There's a right way to do this. And if I'm doing this wrong, so then it's catastrophic. Is this what's supposed to happen? Instead of trying to answer the questions, look more deeply into the moment. Expand your awareness into the very moment. Hold a question and awareness along with your breathing and a full range of this moment's context. What do you hear around you? I hear a bird. I feel a fan in my kitchen. somebody's wind chimes on my block are playing. My stool is squeaking. I hear my son's footsteps in the other room. Let your mind notice everything. Trust that in this moment, this is it. Whatever and wherever this is, look deeply to whatever this of the present moment is. Let this moment fold into the next moment without analyzing, discoursing, judging, condemning, or downing. I could be saying, you know, I hear them talking in the other room. Don't they know I'm giving a mindful Monday right now? But instead, I say, oh, I hear them talking. And what's happening in the next moment? What's happening where I am? Am I feeling it? I feel myself. I'm letting myself into this moment. Just noting. Simply observing, embracing, opening, letting be, accepting. Right now. Only in this step, only in this moment. Accepting this moment, accepting now, accepting myself into the next. To the next moment. Simcha and Panemius unfolds, the depth and joy unfolds of the moment when I sit with it, when I sit with myself. The simcha and the joy and the depth of this moment. This moment is full of things I never experienced. I never thought. Clock is ticking. I've never heard it before. I'm a cabal this moment. And turn my focus to a cabal myself. Into myself. If I'm asking, am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? What's supposed to happen? Is it this? This is what's supposed to happen. The moments about myself that I don't like, myself is supposed to be there. My job is to recover that. Simchul of a panemius. To the many beautiful folds that are there. Even the parts that to me are a little scary. I hear the ice cream truck going by. I could be upset that Mr. Smoothie is ruining my meditation. But then again, I'd be fleeing from the moment. Accepting Mr. Smoothie into my life. This is just a little bit of the Simcha of Panemius with joy and depth. Joy and depth in the moment. Then when I can accept myself, then I can accept the Torah. This is why Megala Mukos tells us that each one of us is a letter in the Torah. So how can you accept it? How can you accept any Torah if you can't accept yourself? When you're ready, open your eyes. If we're all down, I mean, if anybody doesn't have any other plans to go out anywhere, maybe I'll share one more with you if it's okay. Hold on for a sec.
Is it's worth a sale? The second worth a sale? They're both the sale. But the landlord of this first of the first flight. Something else. I don't know. Go back and read over the
Okay. So if we're all down, so one more great meditation. When you're ready, if you're ready for another one, is to ask, what is my derech? What is my way? It's page 132, and wherever you go, there you are. Contemplating what is my way is an excellent element to inject into a meditation practice. You don't have to come up with answers, nor think there has to be only one particular answer. Better not to think at all. Instead, only persist in asking the question, letting any answers that formulate come of themselves and grow of themselves. As with everything in the meditation practice, we just watch, listen, note, let be, let go. Keep generating the question, what is my way? What is my path? What is my derech? The intention here is to remain open to not knowing. Perhaps allowing yourself to come to the point of admitting, I don't know. And experiment with relaxing into the not knowing instead of condemning yourself after all this moment. Maybe an accurate statement of how things are for you. Inquiry of this kind leads to openings, to new understandings and visions and actions. Inquiry takes on a life of its own. It permeates the pores of your being, breathes new vitality, vibrancy, and grace into the bland, humdrum routine. Inquiry will wind up doing you rather than you doing it. This is a good way to find the path that lies closest to your heart. After all, the journey is one of heroic proportions, but so much more. So if enlivened by wakefulness and commitment to adventurous inquiry. As a human being, you are the central figure in and the universal hero's mythic journey, the fairy tale, the Arthurian quest. For men and women alike, the journey is the trajectory between birth and death, a human life lived. No one escapes the adventure. We only work with it differently. Listen and ask yourself, what is my derech? What is my way? And I'll tell you a little secret. Okay, it's a big secret, maybe. Tell you a secret. This is also how to learn. When as we sit and learn to pasuk Gemara, a part of the Seder mindfully, and we let our mind just think on it and ask, what is my way? What's my way to understand this? What does this mean? Instead of holding on to all of the things that we've thought it's meant, instead of holding on to that, just say, what does this mean? What is my derech in this moment? What is my derech in this place? Sometimes, what is my derech in this part of the Siddur? What is my derech in this pasuk? What is my derech in this Rashi? Let it speak to you. Don't like try to force yourself into it. And again, to say, it's okay to say, I don't know. What is my derech? And ask yourself and see what comes up. No one escapes the adventure. What is the next step? Something comes up and just note it. Be with it. And let it keep going. Fighting thoughts, holding on to thoughts just shakes your mind up more. Noting it, letting it go. Something happens that you don't want to happen in this moment. Instead of holding on to the fact that I don't want this to happen, ask yourself again, what is my way from here? Now that this has happened, where do I go? What do I do? How can I react? Instead of holding on to the outrage, note the outrage, note the upsetness, and then say, okay, so now what'll I do? Now what should I do? What is my way? Take one more deep breath in. And out. Thank you so much for joining us. It was really great to see your names and some of your faces. And people are interested. We'll do this again. Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.